Joined now by Kendall Town manager Michael Stringfellow. Michael, thanks for joining us. You must be bitterly disappointed with that tonight, are you, after the performances, particularly against Mossley and Ossett Town as well?
Yeah, we are disappointed with the performance. But on the whole, you know, the start we've had, it's been a fantastic start. And I think maybe a little bit of a reality check. You know, Clitheroe are a good side, and I don't think we showed them the respect that they deserve today. And we started slowly, and we paid for that. You know, as soon as you give a team like Clitheroe a one goal head start or anything in the game, they're going to take it. So I'm disappointed on one hand, but I've got to be a little bit realistic on the other hand.
Do you think it was the fact that Clitheroe were beaten so well at the weekend, 5-0 at Spennymoor? Do you think they came here tonight wanting to sort of make amends for that, or do you think it was your side that just had an off night, really?
I think a little bit of both, to be honest. I thought, you know, Clitheroe getting beat 5-0 at the weekend, I was a little bit shocked at that, because they are a good side. So they're going to want to bounce back straight away. Well, I just thought today we were a little bit complacent, and, you know, we've got to respect every side who comes here. And I'm sure, you know, I've had a chat with the players after the game that, you know, it can't happen again this season, and I'm sure it won't. So, you know, I'm very happy with the start, but we've got to bounce back straight away.
Just a quick word about your injuries as well. Tom Killefin didn't play tonight. He went off at the weekend, as well as your captain, Rob Henry. Will they be back for Dunstan at the weekend?
We're hopeful. Both of them are hamstring injuries. Nothing major, but like little knocks. So they'll see the physio on Thursday when we train. I'm hopeful we'll have those two back. You know, the injuries didn't help us that we had to change the starting 11, but, you know, it's going to happen along the way. So we'll just see how we go. Thursday I'll know a little bit more, but, you know, if we can get, you know, we can get the whole squad fit, help. This whole squad fit, it'll help.
And just a quick word about your goalkeeping situation. Will Kitchen started. He's made a few good saves in the last few games. He's been really good this season. Struggled a bit tonight with a couple of the crosses that came in and things like that. Sort of the fit. He's not the biggest lad. He's the biggest frame. Maybe struggled a bit physically with the balls that were coming into the box. When your other goalkeeper's fit, Whiteside, will he play, or is Kitchen number one? Or have you not decided yet?
No, I think it's between the two of them. I thought Will's done really well this season. He's a very young goalkeeper, and I think he's difficult for any goalkeeper at this level when they come up against a physical side like Clitheroe. So, you know, Will's got, you know, it's a bit of a learning curve for Will, and I'm sure he'll learn from it. But it's competition for places between the two of them. Rick possibly could be fit for Saturday, but we'll judge it. You know, we'll look at the teams we're playing, who we're playing against. We know Dunstan are quite a physical side, so we'll have a look at that on Thursday, and we'll decide then.
And just a quick word about the FA Cup game at the weekend against Dunstan. What do you know about them?
Dunstan, we played them pre-season. They're, you know, they're in the league below, in the Northern League. But probably if they came in our league, they'd probably be in the top five. They're a good side. They're a big physical side, a lot like Clitheroe. So I think today's good for us that we've had a bit of a grounding. We need to bounce back and be ready for another battle on Saturday.
Thanks for taking some time out to speak to us, and good luck for Saturday.
Cheers.